Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda McShann. It is Think Thursday. I hope everyone out there had a great day today. I know mine was pretty exciting. We got a lot of stuff going on out here. And in order to get these changes, we have to remember we are all human beings, whatever our position. If we open up our hearts and speak with sincerity, we can communicate and touch others on the deepest level. World peace starts with trust between one individual and another. Because there's so much going on out here, we have to really, really keep our hearts open and to make sure that we're taken care of. Remember, census, my2020census.gov. Please go in 10 minutes to take care of it. Make sure 10 minutes for 10 years is not a lot of time wasted. For those of you who don't want to get on the internet, the dial-in number is 1-844-330-2020. Again, that census dial-in number, just 10 minutes of your time, 1-844-330-2020. You know, here we're waking up with Linda McShann. We're here to educate you, to navigate you. We want you to take all of your power to the poll. Do your homework, as I've always asked you to do. This evening, we're going to be on with Miss Gloria Melion. She's going to be talking about energy, and that's what we're all about here, moving that positive energy, making things happen. Change agents are what we are, but the thing is done actually by change makers. So before Gloria comes on, let's listen to Tina a little bit. Welcome in. Enjoy.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish.
Oh, rough.
The way we do Proud Mary.
We're going to stop that because we're going to keep rolling on through this show this evening because it's going to be a brief and quick one. Miss Gloria Melion is on with us this evening. Hello, Gloria.
Hello, Miss Linda.
How you doing?
I am well. And
okay.
You are too. You're sounding well.
Okay, yeah, it's been one of those busy days, and I know that you've had a busy day. We appreciate you taking a break here, coming on, sharing with us this evening. about this energy, because we need a lot of positive energy to move out there. So on that note, I'm going to just give it to you.
All righty. So then energy is the sixth physiological system that, you know, we've been talking every other week about, you know, the physiological system, and that there are seven. So
okay,
we are now at number six. So we have one more to go. So this one is about energy. And so the question is, what is energy?
Okay.
So we're finding out that everything that exists is made of energy. So what is energy? In a word, we apply it in all sorts of ways. Like, you know, people might talk about their emotional energy, their physical energy, chi. I'm sure there's a word for energy in the Buddhist tradition. But basically it just means, you know, that stuff that allows us to do other stuff in our life. You know how it takes energy to do everything. And so, like with all the systems that we've been talking about, okay, I'm so sorry, Linda. So let's see where we're going.
No, you were talking about all the things that we were going through here, based on that energy, you know, with everything that's happening.
Right. So you know how, you know, people are sometimes talking about having low energy, or some people might say they have high energy, that kind of thing. So it's something that the body produces. And in order for our energy to be high, we, of course, have to back again to our diet, which needs to consist of foods that are healthy for us. Because the liver is the organ also where energy is made. And so then that means that we want to make sure that we keep our liver, you know, healthy and working properly, so that it can produce the energy that we need to do whatever it is we need to do. And so we're going to talk about some of the, you know, how it's produced. So there's something called mitochondria, and it's actually a cell. It's a small cell that's inside of inside of ourselves. And so it's in the mitochondria that the carbohydrate, the proteins, and the fats are metabolized. And those things together help us to produce energy.
Okay.
And this energy producing process is dependent upon our intake of healthy foods, vitamins, minerals, good fats, good proteins, good carbohydrates. And so, like, if our mitochondrial cells become, say, altered or changed in any way, of course, that can result in a type of cellular damage that could also lead to, you know, chronic diseases. And specifically, we need antioxidants such as vitamin E, vitamin C, selenium, coenzyme Q10, lipoic acid, and acetylcysteine. All of these things help us to protect our mitochondria. And so, you know, we know how important that is, because it's the thing that helps us to produce energy. So it needs those, those vitamins and minerals to help it be strong so that it can do its job. And such things as cross-training, it's an exercise that alternates between aerobic and anaerobic. These type of items help to strengthen the mitochondria. And it, you know, it improves our cellular energy function.
And I want to, so basically we get the energy, you know, it comes from the food that we eat, right? And our bodies digest the food. And then, you know, of course, it's mixed with fluids in the stomach, acids, enzymes. And also, another, well, I would say the main source of energy for the body is carbohydrates. Now, it only needs a small amount. How very important that it does, you know, get a certain amount of carbohydrates, because, again, that's where our energy is produced. And I would also like to, do you have any questions at this time, Linda?
I was going back through the list when you made a statement about the anti and antibiotics, that lipoic acid. Now, that's a vitamin that we have to take along with the vitamin E and C. So what does that lipoic acid do? Does it stop inflammation? What is that all about? Whenever I hear the word acid, I just think of getting up in there burning something. So what is it?
Well, it's helping, it works in the digestive process. It's
okay.
One of the ingredients that's needed to help, you know, digest the food properly.
Okay. Because I'm familiar with the E, I'm familiar with the C, but that lipoic acid, I take it, but because I'm more of a vitamin person than a prescription drug person, so I do know the name lipoic. I just like to get more information about it. I know it's good and it moves through the body, but like I said, anything that says acid, so good, it's in there burning it up and moving it around, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Because that's right, because, you know, we need to eliminate, you know, what our body can't use, so it has to come out. So all of those ingredients help us to do just that.
And, of course, we do need protein.
Yes.
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Going back, you say the protein is needed too, and I was having a problem. I don't know if it's on my end or your end, because you're fading in and out on me. It might be on this end. I need to make an adjustment here. But when you say going into the protein and getting the things that we need and having that low energy, you know, B12 B12 is a good energy booster. But I noticed that, as far as getting, you know, it's always good to get that B12 shot. That gives you that boost of energy and to get out and move around. So I know we're talking about E and C, and the lipoic acid. I just wanted to kind of like put that B12 out there, because that seems to work and give you what you need with the weather. Does weather play a factor on our energy level? We know our diet does, and not eating enough lively fruits out there, those strawberries and all those good things, and making those blending up all of those smoothies that you tell us about. So when I don't drink my green drink, I feel a little sluggish. So that's because I need to put that greenery into my system. And that's a drink that can be done on a daily. That's an energy booster also, because of what goes in there.
Right. Absolutely. So you know what? I'm going to give you a couple of foods that are high in energy or help you to keep you going during the day. And you probably have, come to, to some conclusion, because most people, I would say a lot of people eat oatmeal for breakfast.
Okay.
And that's a good thing, because it's one of the best sources of slow-releasing energy.
Hmm.
And from the, it's a low complex carbohydrate.
Okay.
So that's a good carbohydrate that the body needs, and it keeps us, you know, feeling full longer. Also, it's a great source of B vitamins. And so, you know, we need those B vitamins to help us convert food to energy.
Okay.
So oatmeal is a good food that would help us to do that. And
okay.
Another one is spinach. Spinach is high in iron, magnesium, potassium. And so the iron in the spinach transport oxygen needed for energy production. And the magnesium in that spinach also plays a vital role in energy production. And it also has right smart amount of potassium that's good for the nerves and the, and your muscle function.
Okay.
Another good one is sweet potatoes.
Love those.
Fantastic source, yes, of complex carbohydrates. Has a lot of iron, magnesium, and vitamin C.
Okay.
The next one is eggs.
Okay.
So, you know, eggs are a complete protein. It has all of the, you know, amino acids, all the essential amino acids. It also has B vitamins, healthy fats, and some vitamin D. So that's another good food that produces energy in the body. And, of course, we know that fruit is another source of good quality.
Yes.
Fruits, you know, of course, they provide natural sugars, and it's quickly absorbed into the bloodstream, so it'll give you an instant pickup, and, you know, but you won't have to worry about a sugar crash like, you know, some, like, say, something that has white sugar in it. You know, it feels good, tastes good while you're eating it, but later on it might, you know, like, kind of bring you down a little bit. It always has a crash to it, but fresh fruit give you that instant boost, and you don't get that crash afterward because, you know, it's a natural form of sugar. Another one is green tea. I'm sorry, did you have a question?
Green tea? Is that what you said?
Green tea, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, green tea has a small amount of caffeine in it that, you know, provides an energy boost. Usually without the jittery side effects of, say, like, you know, a stronger coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be as, you won't be as jittery.
Okay.
Nuts are very energy dense because they have a lot of healthy fats in them. And they also are high in vitamins and minerals.
Yes.
Soybeans, fish, and fish such as salmon, sardines, and mackerel are an essential source of a complete protein. It has B vitamins, essential fats, and vitamin D.
So I need to ask you.
They are.
Can you hear me?
A good source of vitamins and minerals.
Okay. So you're saying salmon. So if I go in and torture, steam a piece of salmon, that's a good thing, right? Because I find myself to do the salmon. And, of course, the spinach is always there. But I need to ask you something about the fruit. I noticed you can buy a juice, like a white grape juice. And if you look at the nutritional value in that, it says it's natural and it has this natural sugar. Is that a good juice? And there's other juices out there. You know, we love our juices. But I find that most juices, like certain brands like Ocean Spray, you know, they have that mixture blend, cranberry, apple, and all those. I love those juices, but I have to break them down with water. But when I look at the white grape juice, it's a little different. Is that because the way that it's made, or what makes it different than the other juices? Because it's low in sugar, very low in sugar. Is that because it's more pure than the other mixtures of the juices that are out there?
I'm not sure about that because, you know, always the most natural form, which is the fruit itself, is the best way to enjoy it. Because sometimes the juices that we buy, some of them are highly processed.
Yes.
And they add sugar, you know, to it. And fruit already has its own natural sugar. So So that's why you probably want to add some water to it, just because it's so sweet, you know. And
yes.
If you're not used to eating a lot of sugar, it can be like overkill.
Okay.
But, you know, they all have their benefits. But, again, the best way to enjoy it is the actual fruit itself.
Eat the actual fruit on that. Well, you
itself,
know.
Itself, yes.
Okay. Well, I know we've gone down into the number six stage here. We have one more to go with physiological systems that you always give us this information to. And I'm realizing and understanding your schedule. And why I have you on, we talk about good energy. So I see that you have joined us for next Monday for our good energy session.
Absolutely.
And we've sent information out to the listeners, but I will be doing a free webinar on Monday through Antioch University, and the topic is purpose. And we'd like to have that information to come and join us and get some of this good stuff. It's just going to be an introduction,
Absolutely.
But it's going to be very, very helpful. So if I don't speak with you before then, I will see you on Monday.
I will see you on Zoom event. All righty.
Either put your lipstick on and show your face, or just dial in. And I'm over here trying to find all these vitamins, D, C, B, and lipoic acid, and keeping it positive so that I can get on there and share this goodness with those that are listening.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be on Monday, and I'm so glad. I checked the list. I saw your name there, but they're still posting out because it's being sent out from another area. But it's pretty exciting, and it's a very good topic because we all have our purpose here. So I'm glad that you're going to come on.
And
I want you to critique me, okay? I put the offer out there for opinion, but I'm not going to hold you, Ms. Milan. Listeners, this is Gloria Melion, and she comes with us every other week and keep us in shape here as far as our health and our wellness and everything that we need to do. And, Gloria, we want to thank you. We want you to have a great evening. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with a word, or shall we just call it a night?
Well, everybody stay healthy, stay up, stay wise, and don't forget to vote.
Oh, I like that. Wait a minute. Did you say stay healthy? Yeah, you know, healthy, and then stay up, and don't forget to vote. Well, Ms. Melion, we appreciate your time. We love you, and please enjoy your evening, and I'll see you on Monday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
had a special request to play that. You know, we deal with a lot of youth, and they just wanted me to play that so that they could express themselves. But I tell them, you know what, you must stand in your greatness no matter what. And never, ever forget to bring others with you. We here at Waking Up with Linda McChan is about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration. And mentioning collaborations, we're working with a lot of restaurants. You know, we all have to be out there to take care of each other. And if you're traveling east on the 10, you want to take an exit on Vineyard and go to Biola's Southern Cuisine. And now, when I say Southern Cuisine, that is exactly what I mean. They're located at 1845 East Holt Street, and that's in Ontario, California. And it's right across the street from the convention center. It's family ran, and the food is really, really good. You can either call in or you can order online. You can go pick it up. But you want to go to 1845 East Holt Street, Biola's Southern Cuisine. It is family ran. The food is, I can say, magnificent, good, good, and good. So we'll put that out there. We're going to take care of the community. We go through the communities on Thursday. We give you things to think about. And I want to answer my young adults that requested that prior number, feeling that no one cares about them. We all care about you out there, okay? So I'm going to play this for you, just for something for you to think about.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believing is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
Dream
that you can win,
dream
with confidence,
dream.
You to think about this. Think about change agents. You know, change agents become change makers, okay? And let us all ride on that rainbow. No matter what, do not be discouraged and never, ever be defeated and never, ever retreat. Tomorrow, Aunt G is going to be on with us and we're going to find it out from Aunt G. So you know how she brings it to you. We all love you out here, but you want to study those initiatives for the candidates, young adults, sign up for Work the Polls. You need that experience out there, okay? It's a lot of energy. You find out a lot when you're moving around persons that are being change makers, because when we vote for November 3rd, we have to make the necessary changes that must be made, okay? It's time. So like I say, keep marching. Your voice is your power. Never retreat. Don't be discouraged. And that goes for all of us here, because there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of confusion here. Okay, you just have to stand in the middle of it and decide what you want to listen to and what you want to believe, because it's really, really all up to you out here. So I just wanted to give you this information, let you know. I'm going to keep playing some music for you, and we're going to check out of here and wait for Find It Out Friday. I love you.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you. come away with.